Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Movies, and I'm Jason Connell. On the show today, I'm joined by special guest, Sal Rodriguez.
Thank you, Jason. It's good to be here.
It is good to have you back, my friend. Episode 5 on this deep dive origin story of Let's Talk Movies, Sal.
I like origin stories. It makes it so comic book.
That's right. It totally does.
It's the graphic novel, Just Curious
this
Media.
This is the graphic novel. It all started because before Let's Talk Movies, we had, I'm looking at the logo here, Movie Matters. Great name as well, but it was a one-man show, a young podcaster, me, and I was doing 4.5 to maybe 6.5, 7-minute episodes of just watching a movie, revisiting a movie I loved from the 80s, and I would write a script, and then I would read it. And this was so early on, Sal, but at the time, it was great. I was so proud of the show, getting some momentum. I made it 7 episodes before it morphed, and I really wanted to do more of the scene-by-scene breakdowns of these same movies. And then Movie Matters just kind of got thrown aside until now.
Yeah, but Jason, it's almost like right now as I'm delving into more video editing, I'm making different versions of the same video. I'm making the
long form.
I'm making the short form. I'm making the 9x16. I'm making the 16x9. I'm making the 4K. I'm making the 1080p. I'm making various versions of the same video.
35mm, 16mm, Super 8.
I'm making the IMAX version. So it's like in this instance, if the content is good in and of itself, encapsulated, it's good content, you can make it, deliver it any number of ways.
That's right. But this is not that. This is the original thing that is different than how I would record now. And I'm proud of my origin. Like, wow, that's like my 23rd episode ever. First one-man show, not in a booth, was still learning the audio portion, the post-production. And so I'm proud of it, and I wanted it out there. Not to mention, it just spotlights these movies more. That's something I don't want to be lost.
That's cool.
Just revisiting movies we've revisited, it's all the more reason to go back and watch them.
Yeah, because I always say you watch a movie when you're younger, you watch it 10 years later, 20 years later, you're practically a different person then, and you see the movie through a different set of eyes. Yeah, I've really learned to appreciate, through you, Jason, I've learned to appreciate some of these old movies, 80s and 70s movies, and through content like Movie Matters.
Yeah.
Let's Talk Movies.
Or Let's Talk Movies.
Yeah, you helped me discover these things.
Well, it's already 5 years ago now, Sal, just about. So it's like, oh yeah, it's time to revisit some of these. It wasn't just 5 months ago.
It was a different time.
Just Curious Media is about to churn 5. We'll churn 5 this year. So, so the movie we're talking about today, Movie Matters, Episode 5, Crimes and Misdemeanors from 1989. Now, Sal, of the 7 movies that I produced for Movie Matters, this is the only one that did not come over and get remade on Let's Talk Movies.
Yeah, I think I remember there was a period of time where you were discussing the year 1989, and my vote was Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, there were so many other ones.
Yeah, and you know what? The fact that you have to narrow it down to one movie, I mean, I don't envy
that
you.
That was part of the struggle. You could come back, and ideally, had I stayed with this kind of idea, and I haven't, I pivoted away from that because it took on a different role. Let's Talk Movies is, hey, we just saw this trailer, or let's do a deep dive on a John Carpenter movie that's not tied to a decade. I like that idea. I may get back to it, but the scene-by-scene breakdowns, the two-hour content is just not something we're doing now. But I still could do this, like paint yourself in a box, and you've got to grab something. So I liked that aspect. I truly did. But this episode was recorded December 20th, 2019. I released it the same day. Fast turnaround. The running time was 5 minutes, 27 seconds. I loved it. I love this Woody Allen movie so very much. It's a very dark little number that I can go back and watch all of the time. I think it's one of his best movies. He also made a movie called Match Point, which, oddly enough, I'm revisiting right now. Not the second, but earlier tonight, and I'll finish it tonight. But I love it. Martin Landau is fantastic in this film. So I highly recommend checking it out. Now, here's the problem, Sal.
Yes.
I was trying to get a special guest to join me. And when I was doing the Let's Talk Movies, the early versions, we're in the pandemic. And the few people I spoke to, didn't really want to talk about a Woody Allen movie at the time. All this bad press had just come out.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe this is not the right time. Read the room.
No, you know
why?
Because
right time to revisit this.
When you mentioned Woody Allen, somebody yelled out, "Too soon, ye."
Yeah, there you go. There it was, folks. Sal will be here all night.
Tip your waitress.
So I didn't do it. It got shelved. And the movie that I did do for 1989 on Let's Talk Movies was Roadhouse, which you joined me on, the Patrick Swayze classic, which was recently remade, I guess, or reimagined with Jake Gyllenhaal. We've done an episode of the trailer on that, or at least a sneak peek, I guess we called it. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to see the new Roadhouse. Oh, it looks bigger, better, badder, just explosions. It's crazy. But I do want to see it.
Well, also, Jason, for you MMA or UFC fans, Conor McGregor, and if I'm not mistaken, Conor
McGregor.
I don't know if that's his first big role.
That I know of.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely his first major Hollywood movie.
Yeah. So this was the movie, though. Crimes and Misdemeanors. I love it. Before we play the episode that I recorded way back when, Sal, tell our fans how they can become a supporter of Let's Talk Movies.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing because you're putting out some really good stuff, Jason. You really are. Really good content.
Well, Sal, you're helping, and I appreciate
it. Well, I'm happy to be here. Visit justcuriousmedia.com, go down and see all of our shows there, all the various circular logos that look like cool buttons.
Woo.
Click on the Let's Talk Movies logo or button and scroll down, and it says there, support Let's Talk Movies, donate now. If you missed that icon, go a little further down. Help us create more great content. Come on, folks, help us create more great content by clicking on support the show, and that'll show you and take you to the page, the Buzzsprout page, on how to get involved as a supporter for as little as $3. You can become a supporter of Let's Talk Movies.
No contract. It's a subscription, but you can cancel anytime. We love your help. We love your support. We need more supporters. And it's great. Streamlined. Super easy. You can do Apple Pay. You can do whatever. And it helps us. Helps us make more great content.
And also now I'm thinking, Jason, that I don't know, when it comes to this movie, I mean, I know that I went through a Woody Allen phase. Mainly his older films, Bananas and Everything You Want to Know About Sex, But We're Afraid to Ask, all those things.
Yeah, that's the old stuff.
Yeah, I went through his old library many years ago. But yeah, let's go ahead and do a long-form version for Let's Talk Movies of Crimes and Misdemeanors. That would be interesting.
I am in. So please enjoy Movie Matters Episode 5.
Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Movie Matters, and I'm Jason Connell. Today I'm talking about Crimes and Misdemeanors, the 1989 comedy drama written and directed by Woody Allen. It's 7.9 rating on IMDb, and it's 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. This captivating film is without a doubt one of Woody Allen's best efforts. It's an alternately comical and dramatic examination of scruples as it follows two parallel storylines that manage to connect by the story's end. The dramatic story follows the exploits of Judah Rosenthal, a distinguished optometrist played by the late Oscar-winning and brilliant character actor Martin Landau. Despite the wonderful family life Judah has created, he's been having an affair and is quite conflicted as he tries to break off the relationship with Dolores Paley, an obsessive, overly dependent woman played by another Oscar-winning actor, the delightful Angelica Houston. As the story unfolds, Dolores begins to stalk Judah by calling his office, his home, sending letters, and eventually threatening to blackmail him into being with her. These scenes are so convincing and honestly disturbing in a fatal attraction kind of way. Now, being faced with this dilemma causes Judah, a non-religious man, to confide in one of his patients who happens to be a rabbi. His character's name is Ben, and he's played by the Oscar-nominated and talented Sam Waterston. These two share a few wonderful scenes together, which also have some great irony, as Ben is rapidly losing his eyesight and will eventually go blind, while Judah is haunted by something his father always said, "The eyes of God are on us always." As things escalate, Judah reluctantly calls on his mobster brother Jack for help, played by the late and always captivating Jerry Orbach. This further illustrates just how distraught Judah has become, and honestly, how great of an actor Landau is and was. He would go on to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
The comical story deals with the underachieving documentary filmmaker Cliff Stern, played by Woody Allen. His career barely has a pulse, and his marriage to Wendy Stern, played by the wonderful Joanna Gleason, is on its last leg. Now, Wendy has two brothers who play an even bigger role in the film. One is Rabbi Ben, who is the one through line connecting each story, and the other is Lester, a pompous yet highly successful TV producer from LA, played by the Oscar-nominated and always sensational Alan Alda. Lester takes pity on Cliff and hires him to direct a biography on his Emmy-winning career. This pairs Cliff with Hallie Reid, a sweet, warm, and attractive producer played by the extraordinary Mia Farrow. Naturally, this creates a love interest and more conflict for Cliff, who, meanwhile, has taken a farcical approach to his new project, thus making Cliff look like a buffoon. The early cut of the film is hysterical, and the way it's presented is also quite memorable, as Lester and Cliff are together in a screening room. Cliff looks on with constant and quiet laughter, while Lester is literally in a state of shock. Obviously, this doesn't sit well with the Hollywood mogul, who has no real connection to Cliff, but coincidentally also has his sights on Hallie, which creates even more humor. As both stories begin to wind down, they do eventually intersect, and there's a wonderful scene with Judah and Cliff at Ben's daughter's wedding, which coincidentally is represented on the film's official poster. It's a great ending sequence for such a well-crafted and engaging film that holds up with each viewing. It's also no surprise that Woody Allen would go on to be nominated for two Academy Awards, one for Best Director and the other for Best Original Screenplay. The film would also go on to be nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Picture. Now a few fun facts. Oscar-nominated writer Nora Ephron and Oscar-winning actress Mercedes Rule both play wedding guests in the film's finale. Needless to say, that puts the Oscar count at an all-time high. After viewing the first cut of the film, Woody Allen decided to throw out the first act, call back the actors for reshoots, and focus on what turned out to be the central and dramatic story. Additionally, Alan Alda was only supposed to appear in the opening party scene with Daryl Hannah. However, Woody Allen expanded his role after enjoying Alda's improvisation in that scene. He then wrote Alda's part as they went along, which went on to be a key component in the comical story. Woody Allen has said that Crimes and Misdemeanors is about people who don't see. They don't see themselves as others see them. They don't see the right and wrong situations. And that was a strong metaphor in the movie. So I highly recommend watching this movie for the first time or to revisit it. And please feel free to tell me what you think. You can contact me directly through our Instagram, which is movie_matters. So thank you so much for listening, and I'd greatly appreciate it if you could subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you get your podcast. You can also stream every episode as well as our other shows from our website, which is justcuriousmedia.com. So without further ado, please enjoy Crimes and Misdemeanors.